We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Brand new sequel to Gridiron Genius, the incredibly intelligent and provocative Mike Lombardi. Hi, Michael!
Good morning, Angelo. Good morning, everyone. Happy 4th of July weekend. How we doing?
And same to you, Mike. And I don't understand something. You were a man who assessed, you scouted, you made decisions when you ran organizations. Every single player added to the Sixers so far this offseason has had a connection with Daryl Morey or the Houston Rockets. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that? That doesn't seem like the best way to scout players.
Well, I always think you should put out a new album every year, but, you know, sometimes you keep playing your old tunes. I mean, how many times do we go see, you know, you want somebody to play new music, but he's familiar with them. I think he probably feels like he's on a short run, 2-3 years. He's got to get it, and he wants to go with people he knows. We shall see. I always think, to me, it sends a message to the locker room that you're not playing favorites, that you're looking at the whole league. I think when you just bring in guys you know, at least in football, and it may be different in basketball, when you bring guys you know and you put them in the locker room, unless they're really good, you know, you become the teacher's pet, you know, and that hurts you. Yeah. That hurts your effectiveness as a leader. But when you go over the landscape and you bring in players that nobody really knows or has a linkage to, it sends a message that you really know the league.
Well, Mike, you switched teams in the course of your career. Did you ever bring players with you?
You know, the ones I thought were good players, I never felt like I had to have my players. I had to have good players. That was the difference for me. You know, when I went from Cleveland to New England, you know, we brought Sheard with us, Deion Lewis, who we traded for in Cleveland, and then, you know, he didn't make Cleveland's team. I brought him there. But there were some players that were like, no, we don't want to do that one. So I think it's all about the player, not about his relationship to me. It was about winning. It's about winning. What? And when you let that get in the way, it affects you.
See, Mike, this is the part I'm wrestling with. So you need a guy who's tough, right? So P.J. Tucker comes up. My star player makes a public play for him. And now I had him in usage, so I'm bringing him in. Maybe there was a better option? Don't you have to scout the league and say, who else can fill this role? And I just don't have to take the guy who was already with me. Don't you have
right.
to scout
or,
that?
I think you do. I think, you know, he probably got pressure from, you know, Harden, from Embiid. And, look, the only thing that gives me solace in the fact that he signed a 30-year-old guy for 3 more years is Pat Riley was offered him $27 million. So, you know, and he had him. So it wasn't like they weren't trying to sign him. They were. Okay. And they do knew. You know, to me, the fact that what's most hilarious about this, it's in, what, year 6 or 7 of the process that somebody actually said, we need toughness. You know, I've been saying it since it started, that we need toughness. They have no toughness. Like, it's finally taken the P.J. Tucker revelation to admit we need toughness.
Right. All right. But you're in New England. You were actually overseeing the most powerful athlete in American sports. If Tom Brady went to Belichick or you, Mike, and said, I want this player, did you feel an immediate obligation to get him?
You certainly researched him. We made a huge mistake. We signed Reggie Wayne at the end of his career, partly because Tommy wanted him. And you know, it was like we needed it. But, you know, and the workout was okay. It fit, but you knew it wasn't really going to be a long-term effect. But sometimes you just got to make a decision that you're in the best. But you got to listen. I think today's athletes, you have to listen to what they're saying. I'm not saying you have to do it. You have to listen. You have to engage them as part of it. Now, Brady never felt like he was fully invested because there was a lot of times he wanted to sign older guys that, you know, the team just didn't feel fit.
All right, let's talk about toughness. Can you sign it? Can you sign free agents that will take a team that doesn't have a backbone and provide one?
You know, I think you can, but I think you got to change the culture. I think you got to change who you are and how you operate. And, you know, to me, the two guys who, you know, are screaming for toughness, Harden and Embiid, are probably the two guys that lack the toughness. Mm-hmm. They're never the ones always in the great shape. They never, you know, they're never able to do the things that a tough player does, play hard when it counts the most. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they're standing on a table screaming for toughness. They got to be tough themselves.
Great point. Mike, Durant now wants out. Irving took his money but still wants out. How wary would you be of divas like those players?
You know, there's a great scene in Goodfellas where the mobsters take over the bar and then they start taking things over. And then the next thing you know, the guy who owns the bar thinks he's getting help from all the mobsters. And then before too long, the bars, they blow the bar up because it's bankrupt. This is what's going on. I mean, Durant just signed a 4-year contract with the Brooklyn Nets. Yep. And now after year one, he says, I don't want to play for you anymore. Like, how do you know if you trade for him at Phoenix, he's not going to tell you he doesn't want to play for you in another year? You know, I don't understand it. I think it's the owner's fault in the NBA. I think they've acquiesced to the players. Look, I mean, you've got a contract. We just signed you. We've just invested our team around you. We've spent all this money. We put up with Kyrie for a year. We missed 41 games because of COVID. He didn't want to play, you know, didn't want to vaccinate. So, like, to me, at some point, somebody's got to say no. Like, we're not doing this. I know you're a great player, but we're not doing that.
Hold on, Mike.
I think it's a problem.
Would you – now, I just heard you almost address Durant directly. Would you say that to him in that tone if he came to you and said, I need to leave?
I would definitely say that to him. I would definitely say, look, I mean, we've invested in you. We've done what you've wanted to do. Like, why do you want to leave us? Like, what have we done that have made you so upset? Like, what has caused this? Is your commute wrong? You don't like where you live? I mean, you don't like reading the Post or the Daily News every morning? Like, tell me what's going on here. We've done everything to help you. You know, you wanted to sign DeAndre Jordan. Sure, we had him. He can't play. What the Bulls saw in him, I have no idea, but that's another story. But, I mean, the reality of it is like, what do you want us to do? Like, now we're the bad guy?
You know what I love about that? I just love that you are pushing back at a time when a lot of people aren't. Mike, I got to get to the Eagles here because I'm going to reveal here one of the things I noted. Yesterday, the books came out with all but the last two games.
Right.
And they posted the odds. And the Philadelphia Eagles are favored in one case by a lot, 9.5.
Wow.
In all four of the games that start the season. Mike, they are not practicing when everyone else is. They did it for 2 weeks. If they start poorly, have they not opened themselves up to second guessing by not doing what the other 31 teams did?
You know, I think too, in the mentality in the building, I mean, Miles Sanders' commentary about, you know, we have an all-star team is reminiscent of, you know, Vince Young saying we're dream team. I mean, at some point, paper doesn't matter. You got to be good on grass. And look, I think the Eagles have a good team. I think they've improved themselves, but it requires a lot of work to get to where they're going. Their schedule is very favorable, let's be honest. I mean, we run a decent profile on every team and to predict how many wins each team will get based on the schedule and based on the point spread. And it's clear the Eagles should win 10 games, you know, 10 and a half games, 11, somewhere in there, based on their schedule, assuming they don't get injuries. But the question really isn't about are we going to win games in September, October, November. Are we going to win games in January when it counts? Or are we going to get behind 33-0 going into the fourth quarter against Tampa? I mean, that's really what it's all about. And I think that's something you got to address.
There's one last thing. This is bugging me because I really tried to grill Jason Kelce on this. And I got the sense he was not on board with shutting everything down for 2 weeks, Mike. All right? Here's the thing. We were told by Sirianni, the doctors told him to do it. You're running the Eagles right now. And the medical staff says, we don't need any players injured. Don't even practice. You got 10 OTAs. We're going to do 5. You got mini camps. Don't even do those. What would you say? Would you just cave to the doctors? Or would you tell them, stay in your lane and I'll stay in mine?
What do you think?
I want to hear it. I know what you're going to say, but
stay
I want to hear it.
Damn lane. Like, I would ask him, like, what was the last team you led to a championship? Can you give me your resume, please?
Yeah.
Do I come into the operating room and tell you to use a scalpel instead of a prong? No, I don't. I stay in my lane. Like, right. You just worry about making sure the players get healthy. I'll make sure I get the team ready. Like, you got no business coming over here. And when you start doing that, now everybody starts doing that within the building. Like, everybody starts doing that. That's why, you know, people make fun of New England. Do your job. Part of do your job in New England is they know what their job is. Your job is to get the players healthy. Your job isn't to tell me to shut down practice. And let me say this really clearly. Teams that win are teams that are in well-conditioned and fundamentally sound. Because why? Practice execution becomes game reality. Kelce knows it. That's why you read through it. Kelce's grown his whole life understanding. He was developed by Howard Mudd. He knows practice execution becomes game reality. And if you don't have practice execution, the reality of the game is going to fall apart.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I love Mike Lombardi. Mike, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Angelo.
Have a great holiday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.